John Quincy Adams' Mediterranean Passport. Issued April 21st, 1826. Ship, the Sarah. Location of issue, New York. Commanded by N. Mayhew. Carrying capacity, unknown. Cargo, a trading brig, carried one gun and a crew of nine. Bound for, unknown destination. This Mediterranean passport is signed by President John Quincy Adams, who served for a single term from March 4, 1825 until March 4, 1829. Adams had diplomatic beginnings at the age of 27, with appointments by Presidents Washington, John Adams, his father, and James Madison. He headed the commission that negotiated the Treaty of Ghent to end the War of 1812. Adams served as a U.S. Senator and then Secretary of State from March 5, 1817 until March 3, 1817, the day before he became president. As a New Englander, President Adams sought to diminish the geographic sectionalism that he felt weakened the country, and he appointed a Southerner, Henry Clay, as Secretary of State. After leaving the presidency, he served in the U.S. House of Representatives. He came out of retirement to defend the slaves who had risen up and taken control of the Amistad. The case went to the U.S. Supreme Court. His Secretary of State, Henry Clay, also signed this passport. Clay was born in Virginia and had a long career representing Kentucky in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. Early in his career, he had served on the Peace Commission negotiating the Treaty of Ghent to end the War of 1812. As Secretary of State, Clay's foreign policy emphasized the American system, which stressed federal support of national economic development. He achieved numerous successes. The passport is also signed by Jonathan Thompson, Collector of Customs for the Port of New York. Thompson was concerned over the slowness with which U.S. diplomatic mail arrived in Britain. He recommended to Secretary of State Clay that the masters handling the packets for ships sailing regularly from New York to Liverpool be instructed to put all consular mail in separate bags and insist that British postal officials promptly forward these bags to their destination. This is an early form of the sealed diplomatic pouch used to transport government communications. This document is printed on vellum. As is typical of Mediterranean passports, the top is scalloped, indicating that the upper portion was removed so that it could be sent to United States consuls in the Mediterranean for later matching with a passport held by the ship. It bears the Great Seal of the United States on the lower left. Passport and sea letter descriptions excerpted from Douglas L. Stein's American Maritime Documents, 1776 to 1860. Descriptions of each Mediterranean passport and sea letter provided by J. Revell Carr, former president and director, Mystic Seaport, the Museum of America and the Sea.